This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
This just in, something we already knew. I guess the FBI was looking for what? The nuclear codes that Trump had? That's what we're hearing? That's what we're hearing it was all about? Or we know that wasn't what it was all about. But you know what I mean. Something about it. The nuclear codes would change the day he was no longer president. So, I mean, the best he could do with those things is use them to, you know, pick lottery numbers. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. There's a lot you can make happen. You don't need me. You can do it yourself. And you should be. Don't rely on anybody for this stuff. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, just talking to Sonya about this, and she, you know, to her point, she was not surprised at all. Apparently, a Louisiana Democrat running for Senate went over how his party, the Democrat Party, is going after him. They're trying to stifle his election chances. And here's the kicker. He's a black man. Isn't the Democrats all about lifting up, helping, holding in high esteem, supporting black folks? I mean, did I miss something? Now, a Democrat seeking to represent Louisiana in the Senate, he's accused the party of working against him and says the party should sort out its messaging ahead of the midterms. Gary Chambers said he's running for Senate to better the lives of Louisianans who face economic hardships and noted that some of the roadblocks that he's run into are not Republican roadblocks. As a black candidate, he's running the roadblocks with the Democrats. He says, I think any black candidate is always going to have to prove themselves to be qualified in the eyes of certain communities. He said, you know, what we're dealing with here in Louisiana is a Republican Party that works against what he believes is 34% of the state. But he also believes that the Democrats are working against the same 34%. Chambers said he gained the state's party's executive committee endorsement. But when it came in time for the party to vote on his endorsement, the Democrat State Central Committee and Katie Burkhardt, the chair of the state party, blocked him from being the only endorsed candidate. Now, he said that Burkhardt told him last year that a black man can't win in Louisiana. Really? That can't be true. I don't believe that. You're telling me that there's not one black elected representative of any kind in Louisiana? Is that what you're saying? You know, he said, that's appalling. Why would you even say that to a black man? Noting the importance of getting Democrats to the polls in November, Chambers claimed Bernhardt does not represent Louisiana Democrats. She's worked consistently to try to stop me from being successful. And that only aids incumbent Senator John Kennedy, who's a Republican who led us in a terrible way, where we rank 50th in the nation. Here's the funny thing. You know, I love how they do this. They rank 50th in the nation when it comes to their economy, right? The state as a whole, their education system. What has that got to do with John Kennedy? In all sincerity. Right? Why is it the federal government's job to bail you guys out of everything, all the stupid things that you come up with? You got one of the most corrupt governments we've ever seen in this country in Baton Rouge. Right? How many of your people got to jail for corruption? Your elected officials. So you've done it to yourselves. And we shouldn't have to bail you out because you keep electing in thugs and thieves. This is the part that bothers me to no end. We should not be giving Chicago money to rebuild their city or clean up their streets because those Chicagoans are the ones voting in those people that are allowing that to happen. Same thing in New York. I don't care how big of a city it is. I don't care how wonderful it is. You know what? Yeah, you heard me, or you know. We shouldn't give you nickel one to rebuild. You keep doing it to yourselves. Now, Chambers said that Bernhardt decided to suspend the rules during a weekend meeting by party leaders in the state in an effort to stifle his chances of getting a sole endorsement from the executive committee. A weekend debate by the committee ultimately resulted in a decision to issue endorsements for three Democrat candidates in the election on November 8th. Luke Mixon, Sarita Steib, all of whom are seeking to unseat Kennedy, the presumptive Republican nominee. Now, they all consider Louisiana to be a safe Republican seat. So now, after the committee selection, or the committee's decision, and Chambers, you know, having an outcry over it, Burkhart released a statement, according to Louisiana's, a local Louisiana paper, that said Democrat State Central Committee duty is to uphold the will of our members. Our members didn't want them. That's it. But he's the only black man you had running for office. Why wouldn't you do that? Joe Mazzita, your host. Be back soon.
Gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
Well, it helps when you hit on the way. Show me to your house. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. Why do I do that all the time? Because I hit the wrong buttons. I mean, some of you watching, you see the mouth moving, but you don't hear anything. You've not gone deaf. I've just gone stupid. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And the only way you do that, come on, you already know this, is you get informed. You don't need me to tell you. It's really that simple, right? The federal judge... Yeah, I'll finish it. I started bored with it. Destroyed Biden's rules for Trump, if you would, is the way he put it. A federal judge ruled in agreement with Republicans' attorney that Biden administration's plan to end Title 42 was a Trump-era rule that allowed the government to remove illegal migrants, quickly due to COVID. Now, the pandemic is over. They think it'll be, you know, that was the argument. But man, I got to tell you, when you look and see what's going on with all of this, for real, it's not over. It's far, I'm not the pandemic, don't get me wrong. I don't know what's happening in the border. Take a look. But this is what they do. They're nitpicking on what they can do and can't do. They're nitpicking what they believe to be true or not true. Now, today's ruling is a significant win, or the ruling the other day was a win. Now, Title 42 is one of the few policies that was working. But, you know, again, we're seeing thousands, tens of thousands a day come over the border. Little ones like this are great, but it's not the end of the world. It doesn't fix everything. And that's the biggest problem I see. You know, we need to have sweeping stuff. I know when Brad's on the show with me, we talk about it. I never understand. They rule, and I get this part of it, I guess. But they rule specifically on what it is that they were asked to rule on. They never read into it. They never move forward with it. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, back to our buddy out of Louisiana. Now, he's claiming this is a black man running for Senate, you know, because the Dems are all about black folks. But he claims, really, the people that are in his way are the Democrats. They're doing everything they can to keep him from getting on the ballot, to keep him from getting elected. I think their fear is that they can't control him. What will happen is if he gets into the Senate, he's going to do what he wants to do. See, they're looking for diehard Democrats that will stay Democrat no matter what happens around them. No matter what stupid moves that Joey B. makes, they'll still stay Democrats. Now, the DSCC spoke with that vote, and it's our duty to uphold the will of the members. I was thinking about that. The Democrats are saying that they're supposed to uphold the members, but what members are they upholding? If 34% of this guy's area is black and they have no black candidates, what's the problem? I mean, is he a flaming lunatic? Does he have a clue? So anyhow, I love it. Despite Bernhardt's alleged actions to prevent Chambers from receiving the party's nomination, Louisiana Senate hopeful, he insisted that Bernhardt's behavior is not a reflection of the party, but instead a reflection of someone who is quasi-Republican attempting to lead a Democrat party. Don't you love these guys when they don't get their way? Really. Now, again, I know what happens to both parties. But this is exactly, you know, we were talking about this before Sonia left the show, you know, earlier. That basically the Democrats, they've come out and said, their female leadership has said, if you are not pro-abortion, this is not your party. This party is not for you. That in and of itself is scary. That's wrong. That's wrong on so many levels, is it not? Or am I drinking here? Okay. I'm looking for the good ones. No, really, for all intents and purposes, I'm looking for the good ones. Oh, here's one. Episcopalian Church. They're at it again. This should insult all my Episcopalian buddies. So the Episcopalian Church has given up on the fact that God said he made man and woman. Totally done. The Episcopalian Church has given up on the fact that God said, you know, men would be men, women would be women. This is how their bodies are to be used. This is how, you know, they don't care about any of that. That's all gone now. They've now backed the ability for people of any age to seek gender affirmation care. It's at the 80th General Convention in Baltimore. The resolution does not define care, making it appear to support gender reassignment surgery for anyone, including minors. Among other things, it calls the church the advocate for access to gender affirmation care in all forms, social, medical, or any other. And that the ages is at any and all ages. Wow. Our baptismal call is to respect the dignity of every human being. Among 412 resolutions considered, Resolution DO66, they need just one more six there, supported by the advocacy group Trans-Episcopal, passed with substantial support from bishops. I wonder if they use scripture for any of this. Yeah, you would think a Christian organization or somebody touting to be a Christian organization would use scripture to back it up, right? The organization announced that the church had approved the decision in a post on its website shortly after the resolution passed, arguing that recent legislation in red states targeted trans and non-binary people. Right. That's what they went out for. Right? In the current political climate, the trans and non-binary community is being targeted, the post read in 2021. There were over 290 anti-LGBTQ bills introduced in various states. They're not anti-LGBTQ. How are they anti-lesbian when they say women, naturally born cisgen, excuse me, can play only in those sports of the, you know, of the gender they were born with? Period. How does that hurt the lesbian community? Anybody know? Anybody want to write that in? Because I can't find it. Or the gay community, for that matter. Or the bisexual community. How does the transgender bills hurt those people? Right? Anyway, eight of the 290 laws targeted trans and non-binary people. No, it didn't. It simply said that, look, boys will be part of boys' sports and girls will be part of girls' sports, period. Doesn't matter what you've decided or think that you are. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new study says COVID-19 can mess with the way a brain operates. A wide-ranging study from Oxford University found that 2 years after being hospitalized for the virus, recovering patients were at a higher risk of psychosis, dementia, and brain fog. The researchers combined over 1 million patient files, mostly in the United States, and found COVID patients age 18 to 64 had a 16% higher rate of brain fog than patients with other respiratory illnesses. The Biden administration announced on Friday that another $775 million in weapons will be headed to Ukraine. The latest shipment includes drones, missiles, ammo, and mine-clearing equipment. The total amount of military aid sent to Ukraine has passed $10 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JIM, 855-732. 5563. We were talking about, you guys, the Episcopalian Church now advocating for trans surgeries for minors. You know, Jesus told you not to bring little kids back harmed, or send them back harmed, or whatever it was. One of you will correct me, I'm sure. But God said he only made two of them. Male and female, end of discussion. Trans-Episcopal efforts aimed explicitly at a Texas law Republican Governor Abbott signed, ordered the State of the Family Protective Services earlier this year to investigate these things. Doctors who perform transgender procedures on young children. Now, Texas courts have issued restraining orders on these investigations, but we're not sure whether they're going to come back anytime soon, is according to the writer. Now, the measure wasn't the only one the church approved in July. Another resolution. They affirmed unrestricted access to abortion services. Birth control was also approved. Wow. They're just checking all the boxes, aren't they? I mean, come on, really, think about it. So good for them. I always said it. If there were a black female transgender, they would be number one on the list all the time. The Democrat Party wouldn't leave them alone. Now, they have lost a large number of Episcopalians because of this line of thinking. Right, the resolution continues to solidify the church's liberalization that started to take root back in the 1970s, when the General Convention approved female ordination to the priesthood. Right, since then, many conservative Episcopalians have left to join the Anglican Church. They oppose abortion, euthanasia, and LGBTQ plus ordination. Look, professing to be or being gay in and of itself is not the sin. It's the act. The committed act, or the act of having sex, I guess, outside of wedlock. The act of having sex with another man or woman with a woman. And look, it's plain Bible. You don't have to agree with it. Not my problem. Right? You don't even have to spew it to anybody else. Not my problem. It'll be yours. If you're trying to get it right, it's going to be yours anyway. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know, you guys know that on this day in history, I know, I started doing this a week ago. I didn't do it on purpose. It just, they started popping up. I started reading them. If they're interesting, I'll play them. But on this day in history, August 19th, 1812, Old Ironside legend was born. And her vision they had over the victory they had over the Royal Army. Kind of cool. You know, the USS Constitution, for those of you who didn't know or don't know, I'm probably the only guy you know that got thrown off the USS Constitution. The only one. Now, the Constitution was the pride of the American naval fleet, especially when we're a young nation, we're fighting for our independence. How it earned its old, its memorable saying of Old Ironsides was, you know, etched in this in history on August 19th. Now, huzzah, her sides are made from iron. And America shouted joyfully, American sailors shouted joyfully, as the ship's white oak planks and live oak frame, grown in the swamps of Georgia, repelled volleys of direct cannon fire from the British warship. And these cannonballs were supposed to, like, tear into the sides of these ships. The Constitution, under Captain Isaac Hull, destroyed the Guerrera and forced her to surrender in the close combat sea exchange. The British ship was so badly eating that Hull scuttled it rather than capture it as a trophy. The victory of the American made warship made it was thought at that point to be invincible. Right? When people heard they were up against it, they weren't happy. So the Constitution sailed from Boston, arrived on August 30th. From the U.S. Naval History and Heritage Command. They chronicled its journey. So, if you think about it, the victory of the Constitution in a day when they didn't have the interweb quickly spread throughout all the towns. Cheering Bostonians greeted Hull and his crew. A militia company escorted Hull to a reception at a coffee house. Boy, they had coffee houses back then, huh? And that legend, this thing probably has grown 150,000 times the original one, right? In the War of 1812, the Constitution captured another seven ships, right? Had 33 victories at sea and no defeats. No Brit boarded it. The U.S., then they declared war on Great Britain on June 18, 1812. In response to the Empire's repeated abuses of the American maritime rights. Again, we didn't beat them bad enough? We weren't beating them bad enough, I should say? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I started going on this road earlier, I just never finished the story, frankly. Federal court ruled that DOJ must release an internal memo to then AG Barr. It plainly stated that Trump did not obstruct justice. But they didn't want to hear it. They couldn't handle it. That was the truth they weren't willing to deal with. Now, according to the appeals court, the memo urged then Attorney General Bill Barr, after a Mueller report was delivered, to conclude that President Trump had not obstructed justice. The letter was sent to Barr from the Justice Department and another office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller. And, you know, President Trump could have taken a lot of weight off his shoulders, a lot of craziness off it, but they couldn't have it. They wouldn't have it. Now, Barr sent an overview of Mueller's report to Congress on March 24th, 2019, stating that the report didn't reach a conclusion on it, then President Trump, whether or not he obstructed justice or not. said there was insufficient evidence to make such a determination on his own. Right? 855-RealJoe. 855-732-5563. Now, the Justice Department claimed that it could withhold the documents because they documented the agency's internal discussion about governmental decisions. That was a problem. They didn't want that out there. The appeals court just told them they were all full of crap. Told them they needed the documents needed to be released and the discussion. Which I think is fine. You hide so much from us, we can't even believe anymore that you redacted security secrets. State security secrets. Country security secrets, if you would. And it's sad that we got to that level, right? It's just sad. Grassley is threatening Republicans. That's what he should at this point. I mean, y'all want change. Y'all want things to be different. What are you doing about it? No, what are you really doing about it? Senator Grassley says that McConnell is aiming to wake people up with the threat that the GOP might lose the Senate. Yeah, well, it's a reality. Not lose it, but not gain any seats back. Senator Chuck Grassley is backing up Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell after he made remarks stating that the Republican Party may lose the Senate over an issue of having qualified candidates. Now, who they're aiming at? Donald Trump. Because his candidates are winning all over the place. During a Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce luncheon on Thursday, McConnell said that he thinks the Republicans have a lukewarm chance of flipping the state. He went on to say, I think there's probably a greater likelihood the House flips than the Senate. The minority leader anticipated that the Senate races is just different. They're statewide. Candidate quality has a lot to do with the outcome. Joe Mattini, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Are you ready for this fight, my friend? It is a fight. And people are taking this, you know, to the nth degree. You know, you're a Christian nationalist if you talk about fighting this, or, you know, fighting this out. Just amazing to me. Not on their side. They fight all the time. They want to fight all the time. They want to fight you in the restaurant, supermarket, grocery store, 7-Eleven, and so many other places, right? Seriously. Anyway, again, I don't know if McConnell's playing us. He's got real numbers he wants us to see, but you can't trust polls. You just can't anymore. The polls are laid out and reported in such a fashion that the side that they're looking to support dominates. It doesn't just do good, it dominates. So, again, I say to you, you know, you get out there, you work it, you get with your local party president, your party team, your party club, whatever it is, whoever it is that's helped running these races. Really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution here. The the Mar-a-Lago raid in Florida. Probably got a judge to start paying attention today. He's going to allow a portion of the affidavit as it pertains to the raid to be put out there. Thank God. Now, the U.S. magistrate judge, anybody hear what the difference between a judge and a magistrate is? I just found this out myself. Basically, a magistrate's got a time period. He's got an expiration date. And they're not really voted on. They're appointed. Again, speaking about documents related to the FBI and a former President Donald, the magistrate said that the Department of Justice has not met its burden of showing that the entire affidavit should remain selected. And they're not going to, he's going to force them to lay it forward. We'll see. We'll see for real. We'll see if it really happens. I don't believe it. Right? So what happens with Trump now? I mean, if you look at this, there's a major decision come down. He says he won't quite tell us what it is. He's kind of hinted to it. You know, there's going to be a motion pertaining to the Fourth Amendment will soon be filed concerning the illegal break into my home, Trump said earlier. Now, right before the ever important midterm elections, interesting is very suspect. I mean, the timing is very suspect. So we're back on the greatest witch hunt in U.S. history. It's been brewing for about 6 years. I agree with them. It's kind of for them, they can't wait. They cannot wait to catch you do something. 855 Real Joe. What the heck? 855-732-5563. I love this. The government is arguing that unsealing the Trump FBI raid affidavit is extremely unwise given the volatile state of the nation that they created. The government prosecutor, Jay Brat, said unsealing the documents would provide a roadmap of an ongoing investigation still in its early stages. He also said the country is in a volatile state, releasing the names of witnesses of the FBI agents. He said that would chill other witnesses who make up for it. We've been saying that forever about the people, the Afghani spies, if you would, that were working for us that helped us out. We've been saying that for a lot of people. We want to protect our police, and they say no. This is not a precedent we want to set, said Brat. The government's very concerned about the safety of witnesses in this case. Yeah, just like Joey B was so concerned about SEAL Team 6, right? Just amazing. Never stops. And what really scared them afterward is the amount of support they saw Trump get in his house after all this went down. I'm telling you, people, they didn't know what to do. With him or anything he had going on, really scared them to no end. Now, the federal court blocks Biden and his administration, I'm telling you, they're doing the same thing. They're running the country the same way Her Highness Newsom, is running California. Biden's oil gas moratorium has been dealt a fatal blow by the federal court. They don't care. They won't do what the court says anyway. District court blocked the Biden administration moratorium on about time, by the way, on federal oil and gas leasing. You know, potentially it's a fatal blow. It's been tied up in a legal battle since, 2021. The district court for the Western District of Louisiana, Judge Terry Daugherty, issued a permanent injunction blocking the leasing moratorium. Now, Daugherty wrote that President Biden lacked any authority to implement the policy under the Mineral Leasing Act and the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act, which regulated federal leasing on public lands and waters. The court finds Section 208 of Executive Order 14008 is ultra vires. It's beyond the authority of the President of the United States and in violation of the OCSLA and the MLA. Even the President can't make significant changes to these kind of rules, especially where Congress doesn't delegate it to him. Now, Biden issued Executive Order 14008, titled the Executive Order on tackling the climate crisis at home and abroad. Right. Just days after taking office, he actually ordered the Department of the Interior to pause new oil and natural gas leases, a policy that Biden pledged to pursue during his 2020 campaign. He's going to kill it all. Send the country to a tizzy. No gas, no oil, no energy. You know, I don't know what made him think he was going to flick a switch and everything was just going to change, right? President Biden's executive order to choke off energy didn't just increase prices for American families. You know, some say it was just flat out illegal. The Montana Attorney General, Austin Knutson, he's one of those. He said a statement after Daugherty issued the ruling Thursday. This decision is a victory for the rule of law and the workers at the rural communities who depend on energy. In March 2021, Montana joined a 13-state coalition challenging the moratorium. 3 months later, Daugherty issued a preliminary injunction blocking that policy from going into effect. It just keeps happening. They're just playing with this. This does need to make its way to the Supreme Court. One of the big reasons for that is we are debating and fighting not what the Congress wants for the majority of this, but what the President wants. What he's asked them to cover, what he's asked them to pass, they've done it all. How nice is that? Again, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Anybody ready for the new Apple iPhone? Yeah, I'm not either. Don't feel bad. I'm sorry. I had to throw it out there. The Pinball Museum. Anybody heard that? Really? New Jersey Pinball Museum. It took visitors back. And when you go look at this place, yeah, I know, guys like me. I go back before Pong. A little bit. Don't you laugh. In the chat room. Pong. Let me see. A museum in Jersey is giving fun interactive experience from the past. The Silver Ball Retro Arcade. In Asbury Park. It holds more than 150 working pinball machines that visitors can play. Some of the pinball machines date back to the 1950s. Robert Ilvento and Steve Zuckerman are co-founders of the museum, and before that, Ilvento built a collection of pinball machines because, you know, his daughter, who has autism, loved playing. Oh, that's sweet. Loved playing pinball. I mean, that's it. That was nice. In 2009, Ilvento and Zuckerman combined their pinball machine collections, turned it into Silverado Retro Arcade. There are two Silverado Retro Arcade locations, one in Asbury Park and one in Delray Beach, Florida. You can find that on the company website. I mean, great idea. Give kids some dexterity. I know some of you just hate pinball. I'm not a big fan of pinball machines either. I like the games. I've gone and played on some of them from time to time. Anyway, when we come back, there's a lot more craziness going on. We'll talk a lot about what's still going on. Still, as I said, still hasn't stopped on college campuses across the country. I think we're taking it for granted that they're good. They don't need our help, but they're going to learn it, whatever it is. Joe Mesita, your host, be back for another hour in a few minutes. Don't go far. I mean, really, you're going to miss out. Talking a lot on the Joe Mesita Show. Check us out at joemesita.com, joemesita.com.